you've taken the profile assessment, the full profile assessment, and your scores have come back, and you've come out as a charismatic leader first, and a creative idealist second. Now, this is a pretty amazing combination, because the charismatic leaders are the ones that are battling in the world and stepping into things, and they're the most present in the world, they're the most willing to mix it up with the world and go, you know, go head to head with the world. And the creative idealist is the one who's the least likely to go into battle with the world and wants to avoid the world at all costs and get out. So this is kind of an amazing combination here. It's not uncommon. It is relatively uncommon, but it is amazing when I see them and when I see you and in your energy. And so what we are looking at here is we're looking at, if your primary is charismatic leader, you're here to be present and be inspiring in the world. If you have a creative ideal secondary, you're not here to be present as much as you are to here to bring brilliance and bring ideas to the world. And so what happens is that the creative idealist is very connected to spirit, charismatic leader very connected to action and battles and struggles and sort of sort of raw intuition. And so the two of them together leave you in a bit of a sort of like a back and forth type of energy where and we'll talk about this as we go along here. But it's the basic element is that there's a part of you that that's in the world and is here, but also may feel like I have to be in the world and I don't want to be. So your creative idealist is like, beam me up, Scotty. I got to get out of here. You know, this isn't a safe place. And so the sort of the battles and the fears that the charismatic leader goes through, where they don't trust and they don't and they're afraid of being betrayed in the world and abused. That fear of the creative idealist, as well the vows of the creative idealist to not be here, are just as real as the fears to gain control, to never trust other people to do things, always do it your way, always take charge. So let's start with just sort of saying charismatic leaders, amazing people, just unbelievable. The biggest energy of all the profiles they're born knowing that the world is here to serve you. You were born knowing. There was a part of you that came in the world and said, okay, the world is my oyster. If you have a creative idealist second, though, I would say that it didn't go that well for you as a child. It wasn't, you didn't come into the world and all of a sudden have people, you know, bowing down and saying, ah, sahib. It probably wasn't very safe. And in some way, shape, or form, for you to have any kind of leadership. And so that's where the creative idealist came in, where you're just like, we're out of here. We'll just hide for a bit. And there's a little dissociation from what's going on there. But it could have also gone the other way. It could have been that you just instantly went into battle and you did mental battle. You did more mental battle than physical battle. Because if you're a charismatic leader with a creative idealist, you're probably not as in tune with sort of literally, you know, the martial artist, football player kind of thing. You're going to be, remember, the creative idealist is more of the tall, thin energy, and the charismatic leader is going to have more of a balanced, sort of like flexible and dynamic body. And so if you're leaning toward the creative idealist, you're going to have more of your body up and out. And so there won't be as much creating matter. And so when you are developing in your early childhood, there's this internal battle that goes on with you, and you probably, the battle of wills that went on in your early childhood probably had more verbally, there was a little more verbal kind of, you were willing to battle verbally, you're willing to be that kind of a rebel. Charismatic leader, creative idealist very often get totally into video games, into some sort of a dissociated or isolating type of behavior. And so you might find that you're a person who has isolated more. Very rarely is the creative idealist charismatic leader. It does happen, but you're the charismatic leader that didn't have the, you know, you knew you're here to battle with the world, but you just didn't feel like you had what it took to do it. And so that secondary quality of, I can battle with these people from my computer, and if it's for the boys especially, there's World of Warcraft, and you know, you name it, and so they love to fight, but it's all on the computer. So that sort of mental battling that goes on is something that you struggle with in your life, and you vowed, you know, the vows that you make, the typical charismatic leader vows are, I will never trust, because you're afraid of being betrayed. I will never be betrayed again. And at some basic level, if you're a charismatic leader, there was an event somewhere in your life where you felt betrayed, where you felt like you betrayed yourself, and it's sort of like that. It's an inexcusable act, and there's like this piece of you that broke at that point, and that's where the defense comes in. That's where the sort of the hiding and not being who you were born to be, because who you were born to be, when you are a charismatic leader, you are born to inspire the world. You are a person who is born to inspire the world. You have ideas. These creative ideas that you have shouldn't just be focused on battle and survival and an internet or whatever or battles with your boyfriends or arguing with friends or things like that. Those sort of things are how you avoid that. There's actually a part of you that needs to find like a cause, needs to have a purpose in life. And when you find your purpose in life, you will bring brilliance to it, because you've got the brilliance of the creative idealist and then the drive of the charismatic leader. And so this is really important. So certainly this combination could easily be, a singer or musician, but also, somebody in computer video games or creativity or artistic endeavors. You know, the creative idealist with the charismatic leader, probably Van Gogh, probably, all these guys that were totally off the planet, but were able to bring that down and inspire us with their beauty, and die paupers, and have the struggle of the starving actor, because the charismatic leader needs to struggle to discover themselves. And so if you've had some struggles in your life, use those struggles to remind you as to who you really are, not that you're a person that just has to be in struggle all the time. So the wounds of the charismatic leader, the sense of always having to be on guard. You know, you're born sort of with this hypervigilant. So the creative idealist has got this, it's not a safe world, and the charismatic leader's like, of course it's not safe. I'm not safe. You know, and what I mean by you're not safe, when a charismatic leader says that, it's because you're a creature driven by your feelings, driven by your needs, driven by this deep sense of what you want in the world. And you also know that one week you may want this, and you're like, this is what I want, this is what I'm all about. And then the next week, I want this. And that sort of, shifting from thing to thing and liking this one week and not liking things the next week, you know that people are capable of changing their minds. And what you trusted in someone and held in someone and were hoping that someone would do, you can't always trust that they'll do it. And so you become what's called hypervigilant about this unsafeness of the world. And you start trying to control it. And what happens is if you've got the charismatic leader and the creative idealist, the thing you can control in your environment is how you withdraw from it. And so if you've got those two qualities, you probably spend a lot of time alone doing things that are fun for you, but you have a very difficult time actually connecting with people, because there's a part of you that's sort of in this internal turmoil battle as to whether it's safe or not, or whether these things are going on. And most of the battle that's going on with you is just in your own head. Like, how dare you? What do you mean? What are you talking to me? What are, you know? And so, of course, with the charismatic leader, which is the most crazy and most wild and most out there, and the creative idealist, which is can be the most schizoid, you know, things like anxiety, high anxiety, mental illness that can go along with trauma, whereas some people can have a major trauma, and a lot of charismatic leaders, are over in wars, and they come back, and there's no visible psychological trauma, but for you, you know, a trauma might become a very psychological issue, and so it's important that you support yourself in realizing that you have this charismatic leader as your primary, and the charismatic leaders are fearlessly willing to move forward in their lives, and not get stuck on the past, not keep recreating the past, because you can recreate a trauma over and over and over again. The charismatic leader is a huge actor and actress, and so when you want to recreate a trauma, you literally can recreate it with a cast of characters and everything. And owning that you are creating your play of life because you're a charismatic leader is a very empowering statement. I create my life. I decide how much fear I have in it and whether I'm going to trust. And when you trust, you will occasionally get betrayed, but you only get devastated. The only thing that's ever gotten hurt in you is your ego. There's a part of you that's here to inspire people by living through hard things. We all live through hard things. Charismatic leaders tend to have the hardest of things happen because they draw such huge energy. And so the battles and the things that happen often are sort of, you know, very difficult. And when you step up ahead above those and out of those and then tell people about your story and share with them that story, and if you've got a creative idealist, you could be a writer. You could really spin that yarn. You could be a novelist, and probably I would bet a lot of novelists are charismatic leader, creative idealists. They are totally driven to bring forward their message, which is their charismatic leader, and they have this creative quality in them that can make up stories, and you may be a great storyteller. So allow yourself to bring that kind of quality forward in your life. There's a sense of I'm stuck and I'm broken because of whatever has happened in my life and whatever's gone on, and the feeling of being broken will make you want to withdraw if you have the creative idealist. And you're isolating. Just think about it. If your primary is charismatic leader, what does a charismatic leader have to do? Charismatic leader has to lead people. Lead people. Now, you might be able to do it in a room by yourself on the internet, but you're going to have to get online. You're going to have to connect with people in a way on the video so that they realize how real you are and how you what your cause is. But chances are really good, just like everybody else, you're going to have to get out and you're going to have to meet people. You have to connect with people. You're going to have to share your mission with them. And it's really important that you have a mission. So the positive side of those vows and what brings you out of those vows is this is the statement, I find a mission within my life. I am not afraid to keep on trying, to keep on fighting, to keep on stepping up in my life and sharing my story, sharing what's going on in my life, and knowing that my mission in life is to inspire other people, I'm going to do it this way. And by saying that, by holding that, it's so important for you to do that. The creative idealist in you can probably come up with 1,000 ways to do it and 1,000 ways how it's going to screw up. You've got to pick the 1,000 ways that it can happen and go after them. Because as a charismatic leader, you're going to be able to point to the one that's most likely to work and you go for it. And you're not afraid. The greatest charismatic leaders in the world are ones who try something, they fail 10 times, 15 times, and never let it bother them. It's just like, hey, on to the next thing. Because that's part of how you're made up. You're not afraid to lose. Let me rephrase that. You're not afraid to fail at something. You're afraid to lose. There's a vow to never, never surrender. And rather than surrender, sometimes you withdraw from the battlefield, and that's not an option for you. You cannot withdraw from the battlefield. You have got to get in there and do what you need to do. Now, with creative idealist and charismatic leader, you're probably not built like a football player. You probably have much lighter energies, but you probably have the flexibility and the dynamic nature and the drive to do things. And remember that it's the knowledgeable achiever that works hard at things. It's the charismatic leader that goes right to the heart of things, cuts to the chase, goes for the jugular, so to speak. And you're able to do that. And it's being willing to do that over and over and not have to win, but winning for you needs to become this thing where you say, I win by taking a chance. And being a gambler, and just remember, charismatic leaders have a lot of addiction problems generally. They're the most addictive. The emotional intelligence specialists and the charismatic leaders are the most substance addicted. And they will also be addicted to gambling and addicted to, because these are all these big energies, and they've got all this energy. And so anything that you can do in your life that can knock that energy down, drinking, smoking pot, doing any types of drugs, control, anger issues, control issues over other people, anything that you could be addicted to, charismatic leaders will do. Creative idealists add to that, and it'll tend to be more of the mental things, and so it very much could be the drug addictions and things along those lines. The opiates will be much more attractive. And so, and understanding that when you're doing anything like that, when you're self-medicating, you're hiding from your power. And your power is that you have a message to bring out. And when you bring your message out, when you decide what the message is, what you're willing to die for, which is a really important part of the charismatic leader, you have to be willing to die for your cause. And that cause has got to be good for mankind, good for all, not just good for you. The defensive part of the charismatic leader is the enforcer. And that enforcer is a very self-centered, self-motivated person, and they don't lead by example. Whereas when you're in your core qualities and core strength, you lead by example. I'm a hero who fights for truth and causes worth fighting and dying for. I'm passionate, healthy. I'm intimate, vulnerable, and strong. You have all of those qualities. And you love that you're a rebel. You love that you will challenge somebody, and someone will say something, you'll say, I don't think so. I think you're wrong. And I'm willing to, and you go to the mat with that person on those issues. So it's important that you understand that you're an incredibly dynamic person. And to own a full life purpose, you have to be able to embrace that you have both negative and high qualities that are constantly flowing through you. And sometimes by recognizing your negative qualities, you can also recognize the high quality, because you can't have one without the other. The way life works, the duality of life is that if we have a low quality, that may be hiding a very high quality. So if you're a creative idealist and you're always in your head, you might spin a yarn or lie. So let's just say it out loud. You might lie. And it may not be, something terrible, a terrible lie or anything, but it's just... You just won't tell the truth because you're hiding. If you're hiding, somebody will say, what are you doing? You'll say nothing, or I'm doing this, when you really aren't doing that. And it's like, but you'll do that because it's a way to hide. But on the other side of being able to spin a yarn is that you're also able to tell an inconvenient truth. And when you're willing to stand up and say, when you're willing to stand up and lie and able to do that, you're also able to stand up and say, this is the truth, and as hard as it is to say it, I have to. And that's a power that you have, especially as a creative idealist. You'll see the big, big picture of how things, with the real truth, the spiritual truth in things. And you may be... irrational. There may be, this thinker in you is just constantly winging, and people are like, what are you talking about? And you're like, what do you mean? This is how it is, and this is the problem. They're going to attack us, and they're going to do this, and you've got this. And so it's like this irrational fear in you that's trying to protect you. But you're also, irrationality is never a slave to any system. You see, you're irrational and iconoclastic. You're willing to try anything and do anything. The sort of like the crazy part of you, there's a crazy part of you you know, own that if you've got the creative idealist with a charismatic leader, you're a little bit crazy. And that may be even a word that you vowed, I'll never be crazy like my mother was, I'll never be, you know, whoever it was. And but the reality is that when you embrace the fact that you are a nut, you are a nut, you become this fun, you know, wildly fun and entertaining person. Remember, charismatic leaders are the entertainers. And if you are have a creative idealist, you can come up with a million ways. You know, the radio DJs are creative, are charismatic leaders with a creative idealist. They are sitting there in their little room and they're just making shit up. And it's fun for everybody. And when you own your power, you can really, really own that. Your addict is very important to embrace and to know that you have that, because if you pretend that you aren't, and you have to tell everybody you're an addict, that is really important. Charismatic leaders across the board have to say, look, I'm an addict. This is what I'm addicted to. It doesn't matter, and you have to own what you're addicted to, and then it stops having power over you. When you lie about your addictions, that's when you get in the most trouble. But what you then say is that you are a lover of pleasure of every kind, and that's really important to know that you are. You truly are a lover of pleasure. If you're a charismatic leader, you are a lover of pleasure. And now you've got to start defining as you become an adult as to what the difference between a positive pleasure, which is just breathing and relationships and love and sexuality and all these things. These are all positive pleasures that feed you, and negative pleasures, which are secondary pleasures, drugs, alcohol, control, being nice all the time, telling someone some story that you aren't, you know, pretending that, you know, leaving, avoiding, you know, all these things that your creative ideals would be. I'm, you know, vowing to never care about other people. People have to go with their own. I'm never going to do it. You know, all of those things, you know, have got to be, you know, sort of, you know, sort of embraced and realized that I just love pleasure, and then defining what is healthy pleasure for me. Yeah, there's a whole lot, but the you can have an enormous amount of rage at sort of like the system. Remember, the creative idealist has a strong feeling like there's a big conspiracy in the world. Well, if you've got a strong charismatic leader in defense and a strong creative idealist in defense, you may actually think they're coming to get you, and you may start becoming very covert in your operations and doing things that are underhanded that they might want to come and get you for. So it's important that you realize that you're here to be totally upfront with people and to bring truth. And so if you do a blog every week or do something like that, you know, put it out there. Put your beliefs, put what you stand for out there. So let's wrap up, and if you're gonna live in your charismatic leader with a strong creative idealist, you have to have something, creative idealist, that's constantly changing, charismatic leader too, constantly growing and changing, and you know, makes and gets you some level of fame. Because the charismatic leader, it doesn't matter how big the fame is, it could be a small group, could be whatever, but you have to influence people in the world. And so when you are sort of looking at the things you invest your time in, you may be investing your time in a lot of withdrawal, which never gets you what you are born on the planet to do. If you were born a charismatic leader, if that's truly who you are here to have people follow you. And if you're going to get people to follow you, you're going to have to find a purpose to help them get what they need. And so that's a really important element. There's a part of you that's very self-centered, and as yet is here when you transcend that. On the other side of being incredibly self-centered is that you teach people that they have to take care of themselves and fight for their own cause and fight for number one themselves if they're ever going to make it in the world. And so your battle with that, and sometimes they're like, well, I'm not self-centered, I just don't care. That's self-centered. That's I don't care. But the reality is that you have to care. You're a charismatic leader. You're a person who has to care about the world. You're a person who has to see that there are, that the world, that they are coming to get us. That there is a conspiracy. And it's going to take people like you who are willing to fight the establishment to do it. And so I would say that pretty much you've got an establishment fighting energy in you as a charismatic leader and a creative idealist. And it would be really good to pick something that's healthy for you, healthy for others to fight. Now, it could just be getting GMO foods out of schools. It could be something as simple as you know, educating people, everybody you know, about gluten allergies or you'll have a natural connection with spirit and with spirituality. You may have a message from the masters that you want to deliver. Deliver it. Don't hold back. Deliver it. So you got the internal battle that's going on that can isolate you, and you need to put down the sword of stabbing yourself and pick up the sword to go forward in the world. So enjoy.